From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California senators are poised to vote on how and when employers consider the criminal records of job applicants. Daniel Potter reports the bill is meant to reduce recidivism, but some business groups worry it could complicate the hiring process.
The bill would bar employers from factoring in an applicant's criminal history until after they've made a tentative job offer. The author, Assemblymember Kevin McCarty, says he wants to make employers more likely to give someone a second chance.
If you have a job, your recidivism rate is about 16%. If you don't have a job, it's north of 50%.
To me, it's just going to open like a litigation floodgate.
Tom Scott directs California's chapter of the National Federation of Independent Business. He says the bill could increase liability for thousands of small businesses.
You don't have an HR department. You don't have a legal department. If you mess up in that process, then you're potentially opening yourself up.
The bill passed the assembly in June, but has since been amended. In Sacramento, I'm Daniel Potter.
An effort to close a loophole in California's law that allowed concealed carry permit holders to bring guns to schools is one step away from Governor Jerry Brown's desk. The state Senate approved a bill Wednesday that would eliminate the authority of school districts to allow guns on campuses. Currently, a superintendent can issue written permission to concealed carry permit holders on a case-by-case basis. Democratic Senator Nancy Skinner says the measure has been amended to address concerns of law enforcement and hunting groups.
The bill only removes the exemption that allowed concealed weapons to be brought on school grounds by non-law enforcement individuals.
Although the bill has opposition from gun rights groups and passed along party lines, no senator spoke against the measure during debate. It now returns to the Assembly after passing there by just two votes earlier this year. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.